Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Magnant. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Miller hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Huff bunts towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grebeck hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 1-0. White Sox. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Abner hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbard covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive off the glove of Grebeck, and into shallow left field. McRae reaches second base with a double. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Magnant covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Huff moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbard covering, for the out. Jeffries moves to second. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 0 for 1 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Wilkerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Joyner goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Huff for the out. Two outs. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Griebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griebeck hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Griebeck reaches second base with a double. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abner is 0-for-2 in the game. Abner hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Brent Main pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Main moves to second. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Main scores. McRae moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Brent Main now catching. Joey Cora pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sax is 0-for-3 in the game. Sax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Morello now catching. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Main hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Terry Leach now pitching. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Main settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Mike Huff. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.